What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Sam, could you just talk about the sense of emotion you were feeling as you were taking the knees in the victory formation at the end?
Yeah, I mean, it's the greatest feeling in sports, you know, to be able to ice the game out and know we had it. I mean, it's the best, you know, for – you know, just that drive alone, you know, we knew we couldn't give it back to him. And for us to be able to execute when we really needed to, I mean, that was obviously something we haven't done all year. And to be able to, you know, execute and see it kind of come all into fruition, I think that was the biggest thing for us. And it was an amazing feeling.
Sam, how good did you feel for your teammates and the coaching staff, given that you were 0-13 coming into this game? Coming off a 37-point loss on the West Coast as well, and then to come out and get this victory against a very tough Ram defense, in particular at defense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, I thought we had a really good plan. I thought we executed really well. But the biggest thing for us was consistency throughout the game. You know, for us to be able to, you know, continue to run the ball, continue to throw it, and for me, just getting the ball out in a timely manner, you know, not taking so many negative plays and you know, not throwing the ball to the other team, you know, it's huge. And so we were staying positive, even if, you know, we had a setback, you know, whether it's a holding or, you know, that personal foul penalty, we were able to stay positive after that and, you know, end the drive with a kick. And, you know, that's what Coach Gase, that's what all the coaches talk about. And that's what we talk about as players, you know, ending the drive, with a kick. And for us to stay in as many manageable down distances as we could during that game, I thought our guys did a really good job.
Sam, could you describe the 3rd and 6 before the 2-minute warning there, what you're looking for and kind of when you saw Frank flash open?
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty simple design. And Frank was, when he got to the middle, there was no one around him. And so he was waving his arms and I was like, all right, Frank, I see you, you know. And so just kind of dumped it down and he did a really good job. Something that we teach all the time, when he caught it, he just, you know, backed his way to getting a first down. You know, he didn't even turn his shoulders. He just, you know, started backpedaling once he caught it. So, you know, it was a great job by Frank that whole last drive.
Sam, anything special about doing this in Los Angeles for you?
Not really. I mean, it's just special to be able to get this win. You know, that's all I'm focused on and can't wait to go celebrate a little bit more with my teammates.
Sam, you know, it would have been understandable if guys kind of packed it in a few weeks ago after the Raiders game and the way you guys lost in Seattle. How has this team kept it together?
We got great guys. I've been saying it all year. We got great guys in that locker room, great coaching staff. So, yeah, I'm super proud of them.
Are there any particular plays from this game that, you know, you look back on, you know, as key plays that, not necessarily offensive, just, you know, either special teams or defense, the ones that stand out to you the most?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the punt block that we had was huge. Huge momentum swing. I mean, Marcus May, to be able to make that play at the end of the game for us. I know he dropped that pick on the bootleg late in the game, and he said he had to make up for it. So he did a great job batting that ball away on 4th down. And Braden Mann, you know, game-saving tackle. You know, can't say enough about him and his effort. And I think he's made a couple of those this year. So just a really good job overall, complimentary football all around. And again, just super proud of the guys.
Sam, do you recall being as emotional about a win as you are today, even though you're not kind of showing it to us now, but maybe not locker room with the guys?
Yeah. I mean, it's an amazing feeling. It's amazing. You know, like I said, I just can't wait to go celebrate a little bit more with my teammates and coaches.
Any more for Sam?
Sam, just how critical was it for you getting the ball out of your hand quickly today, knowing what that Rams front can do?
Yeah, it was huge. You know, that was our game plan coming in. We knew they were going to disrupt us up front. And I knew I just had to get the ball out. And again, like I said, you know, even if, especially early on, even if we didn't necessarily get the first down on third down, as long as we kept having positive plays, that was going to be, you know, that was our mindset coming into the game, and our guys executed, and we did a really good job today with that.
Sam, as you're probably aware, there's a lot of Jet fans that are that wish that you guys had lost out, going 0-16, which to me is not really a great fan in itself. But when you hear that kind of talk, how does that affect you? How do you keep yourself focused on the job at hand and not listen to that outside noise because that number one pick is Trevor Lawrence, a quarterback?
Yeah, it doesn't affect us. We're focused on one job every single week, and that's winning a game. You know, anything other than that, we're not focused on.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.